Although Rue McClanahan enjoyed a nice career in New York theater and TV for many years, she became really famous for playing the fiercely charming, man-hungry Southern belle Blanche Devereaux in The Golden Girls. She was often mistaken for Blanche, and after reading about her life in My First Five Husbands, it's easy to see why, because when Rue was very young, she developed two passions, theater and men.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Her memoirs, published by Broadway
Come
Books.
On.
I'm very pleased to welcome her to the show. Well, this is about...
Passion.
Well,
okay.
Overstatement? A little. Yeah,
just
a little.
Because I had a crush on Betty Frank Butler from the time I was 8, does that mean I had a passion?
No,
for her?
No. Actually, you waited till you came to New York before you actually got serious about all that. Right?
Yes.
How like Blanche are you? Was that typecasting, or was the character shaped to fit your personality over the course of
the
song?
I have a standard answer for that. Shall I give it to you?
Please.
All right. I say, you know, just look at the facts. Blanche Devereaux was a man-crazy, sex-starved, flamboyant, glamorous Southern belle from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm not from Atlanta.
I thought that she was named Blanche because she's a Southern woman who gets by through the kindness of strangers at times.
Well, you know, I think she was named Blanche after Blanche DuBois. I believe that's why Susan Harris picked that name. But her name is Blanche Elizabeth Devereaux, which is B-E-D for the initials. And I just think Susan had something in mind when she wrote that character. She often came to me and said, Rue, you're just playing Blanche with so much more depth and understanding than I ever knew she had when I wrote her. I said, well, Blanche is a good person. Blanche has a lot of wonderful qualities.
Well, with a sitcom, I'm sure what happens is in time, things you brought to that role then were noticed by the writers who then built on that. And I don't know.
They kept her pretty shallow. I had to dig. I had to dig very hard to find. No, they loved making her wicked and selfish and, you know, vain and just totally unaware of others. And every now and then she would learn something, which was good.
The book is called My First Five Husbands. Haven't there been six husbands altogether?
Well, this is called My First Five Husbands and the Ones Who Got Away. That's the full title. Mm. And it goes through those fellas.
But would you call yourself a serial monogamist?
Yes. That's very good. Definitely, because I meant for each one to be it forever. And I finally made it happen now with my sixth marriage. I don't like for people to say, and I understand you're on your sixth marriage. I'm not on my sixth marriage.
This is the real thing.
This is the real
but
thing.
But do you think it's because you wanted, because some people just like being married or feel that that's the way life should be?
Well, I did feel that. I did want one fella, and I wanted it to be forever. And, you know, I wanted the house and the picket fence. I had this pipe dream. And for the first three, my little son was growing up and he needed a father. I can't hold him responsible for the last two, however. They were totally my fault.
But in all fairness, things got rough and then you would go back, you'd try to make another go of it, and then you'd try to make another go of it.
Yes.
It isn't like it was 6 weeks and then on to the next.
No. I tried that. The third one lasted 7 horrendous years. We've been now 9 and a half on with this current marriage, which is going to go on forever. Those 7 were just simply by digging my toes in, digging in and gritting my teeth and saying, I will not get another divorce.
Well, you say in the book that your first husband may very well have been a sociopath, and yet you did try to make that work, too, for a long time.
At the time, I didn't know about sociopaths. I just thought, how can anyone not have any feeling for anyone else? How can anyone just not consider what's going on here? What, you know, leaving me with a baby like that? And then he just did it for the next forever years, and I thought, you know, finally, in fact, it was very recently, I came to understand when I was writing the book that probably that was the problem. He wasn't choosing to be selfish. He didn't have that capacity.
And yet you felt very strongly for him for a very long time.
Ridiculously so. Ridiculously so. Oh, gosh. You talk about being blinded by love.
He was an actor?
Yes, he was an actor.
You met him in New
York. He was a musician. No, I met him at the Erie Playhouse in Erie, Pennsylvania, when I went to work there. He was there. He was an apprentice.
And that was your first professional acting job. You say in the book that the first interest from a male in the cast was from the chimp who was in Inherit the Wind.
He was very interested.
Very interested in you.
Yes. Ooh, scary, in a scary way.
Well, then, Tom, it was a 50 story. You got pregnant and then you got married. And you don't seem to be aware of Tom's shortcomings. In fact, when you got pregnant, you thought of going back to somebody you'd known earlier, a man named Norman, a man who is a recurring figure throughout your
life.
Oh,
yeah. Well, he turned out to be my best friend in the world.
And your husband for a while, too.
And my husband for a while, which was not the thing to do because we were meant to be best friends. I was not meant to be his wife. He was not meant to be my husband, no.
Many people find that the stresses of show business make it very difficult to keep a marriage together. Was that a problem here? It was just the people you chose?
Yes. Because, you know, the first one was an actor. The second one was an actor. The third one wanted to be an actor, but he couldn't. The third one was an actor. What am I saying? It was the fourth one who was the realtor. Gosh. One, two, three, four. But no, it was not the stress. And that's one thing that puzzled me after the fifth divorce. I was thinking, how on earth could I ever find anyone who could fit into my lifestyle? Because by then, I was a celebrity, and I was traveling a lot, and I was working a lot, and I was busy. And I thought, what kind of person would it take, you know, to fit into this lifestyle and be happy with it? He'd have to be, gosh, a producer or someone with so much going on for himself that I found him. I just found him in Mauro Wilson. We live now. He has no jealousy about what I do. He's an actor, too. And he's also a wonderful, wonderful, talented writer, novelist.
Well, there are some people who will tell you that it's better to be with someone who's in the business because they know what you're going through.
I think that's
and
right.
But then there are others who will marry outside of it for the stability.
But you see, you may
like your realtor. Well, there are realtors and realtors.
Yes.
You know.
Now that fellow, well, yeah.
At least they can always find a nice house.
He didn't understand. Well, he did that. But he didn't understand the stress that I was under. He was quite selfish, as a matter of fact. Now, that did interfere. I mean, but it was his short-sightedness.
Well, sometimes people also get jealous of you because you were famous by that time. And, you know,
he probably was.
There's a male thing that at least some men have. Well, I got to be the one who's...
He probably was. He was just plain old selfish. And my present husband is totally different.
Rue McClanahan's book, My First Five Husbands and the Ones Who Got Away, is published by Broadway Books. What about your name? You weren't born Rue, were you?
No, I was born Eddie Rue, Eddie-RUE.
And that caused you some trouble?
Trouble? No.
Eddie?
Well, I never liked being called Eddie because I didn't. It just sounded to me, I guess it's kind of cute now. I probably wouldn't mind now, but, and a lot of people still call me Eddie, so that's back home, you know. But I didn't like it being spelled E-D-D-I-E because that really did look masculine. As I say in the book, I got a notice to come down for my physical.
For the draft board?
For the draft board, yes. And I got the... And Dobby's department store, when I graduated high school, sent me a handkerchief like they sent all the boys. I don't know what the girls got. But they just went by the name. And then when I was just out of college, my friend said, you really have to change that name. If you're going to go off to the Erie Playhouse and become an actress on the marquee, we do not want to see Eddie Rue McClanahan. And I said, I know it, Jerry, but I can't find a last name that fits Eddie Rue. And he said, that's not the problem. It's not the last name. Drop the Eddie.
But Rue was actually a pretty clever thing. I'm sure somebody would have said, well, why don't you make it Sue or some other name? But Rue really works because there are no other Rues in the business. People, you say Rue and people will immediately think of you.
There are very few, as a matter of fact. You know, there is that Rue Paul. He's
Yeah, but he's after you.
He's after me, yes.
And that's a name he gave himself. So your mother was a beautician. Your father was a contractor.
Uh-huh.
Do you see more of the beautician in yourself or the contractor?
You know, I have an equal part of both of my parents. They were both such strong personalities and such good people, and they instilled such qualities in my sister and me that I couldn't say I'm more like one or the other. I notice that as I'm going along, you know, week by week. Gosh, this is Bill's characteristic. Oh, I see my mother in this reaction. I always looked like the McClanahans, and I still do. But my mom was just, oh, what a darling. Both of them. I was lucky. God, did I luck out.
Now, in this book, you tell an awful lot of stuff that other people might have wanted to keep secret.
I know. Isn't it shocking?
You know, abortions, but you know what? And children born out of wedlock.
Well, really, cancer. Why do people want to keep things like that to themselves? I mean, everybody experiences many of these things, and they think they're the only ones. They're like kids that are 14 and 15 who are questioning whether or not they're gay. They think they're the only ones, you know, and it causes a lot of suicide because of it. I'm doing a show next fall called Ryan's Life, which treats that, a comedy, believe it or not. I play the grandmother of a young man who's 15 and he's questioning his sexuality. And it's important to know that you're not alone. And I thought by telling what I had experienced and would help those who might be in the same boat, you know, you don't have to keep it to yourself, and there's nothing shameful about you just simply make mistakes.
Well, you are also of the generation where when things went wrong, you said, I'll go into therapy. Did you go into therapy?
Oh, you bet I did, but not until I was, gosh, mid-30s, I guess, is when I was with the Italian.
Mm-hmm. Another one, you have the Italian, the Greek,
yes.
Norman, Tom.
And Tom, two Toms. That miserable marriage was unbearable, and I really had to find a way either to deal with it or to get out of it. And I wasn't able. That's some fan mail that I've been getting, by the way, some mail responses I've been getting, M-A-I-L, about the book. People are saying, you know, I too felt a dependency and a kind of desperation, a need to have a man in my life. And that can really mess you up.
Now, you've gotten mail over the years, fan mail over the years, including some shocking ones. When you were working in soap operas, there was a time when your character was slowly poisoning her employer.
Yes.
And you got fan mail that kind of...
I got a letter from a woman who said, I admire what you're doing. I was poisoning Pat, the leading lady on the show. I was the live-in au pair. And she said, but you're using the wrong poison. That's why it's not working. Now, she said, get some of this, and she told me whatever it was, and she said, all you have to have is a pharmacist who owes you a favor, and you go in and you get it and you use it. She said, it worked for me. Oh, dear.
Actually, one of the most important men you met was Norman Lear, and you never married him.
Well, no, I didn't, and isn't it nice because we're still friends?
He changed your life.
Oh, he did. He did indeed. Oh, yes, in a big way.
Now, we've had your former co-star, B. Arthur here as a guest not long ago. I get the feeling from this book that things weren't always hunky-dory in that relationship.
In my relationship with B? Oh, no, my relationship with B has always been pretty damn fine, as a matter of fact. Well, I don't know how you got that impression.
Well, I was surprised when, after your divorce, she invited the Greek to her dinner parties, but
not
you.
Oh, that. Well, you know, as I say in the book, I understand why. He was a single man. You never have enough straight single guys to invite to your parties. And I said I should have kept him on my guest list instead of marrying him. She did the right thing.
So you then, after Maud ended, you did Apple Pie for a little while, and then...
wonderful weeks.
And then came the Golden Girls.
Well, not just boom, boom, boom. Come on now. There were a few years in there where it was kind of high. I was high and dry. I was doing guest shots on shows that I didn't want to do.
And you also had a Blanche clothing line for QVC, didn't you?
I did. I had a very successful clothing line. It was for about 4 years. It was called A Touch of Rue. And, women just loved it. And I did love creating fashions, but I didn't like the business part of it.
Well, you got your Emmys. Everything has worked out okay.
And now, I'm glad you made that plural.
And now the first book, My First Five Husbands and the Ones Who Got Away. My great thanks to Rue McClanahan, who's, you said, is now working on another show.
Oh, I'm going to be doing Ryan's Life on a new cable network called Here TV. It's a, subscription. You know, you pay for by the month.
Yeah. But right now we also have a little reminder of the Golden Girls. Thank you so much, Rue, for being with us.
Thank you.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way.